A lot of us have probably felt imposter syndrome at one point or another. I know I certainly have. You know, that feeling of doubting your abilities despite having worked really hard to get where you are. Well, maybe it's comforting to remind ourselves that even superstars experience this, like record-breaking country singer Ella Langley. She sings about it on her new album, Dandelion, which is out today. And here to talk with me about the album is Chloe Kimes of NPR member station WMOT in Nashville. Hi, Chloe.
Hi, Elsa. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, well, thanks so much for being with us. So I have to say, like, imposter syndrome is this thing that, it just feels like a truth at this point that even, especially successful driven people suffer from some form of imposter syndrome, right? Including someone who's hugely popular like Ella Langley.
Right. Like Ella Langley, who is making history with her current level of success. She just passed Taylor Swift, who previously held the record for longest running number one by a female country artist in Billboard's Hot 100 chart.
Wow.
And as of this week, her massive single, Choosin' Texas, has held that spot for 5 weeks.
A cowboy always finds a way to leave, drinking Jack all by myself. He's choosing Texas, I can tell.
It's now the best-selling song of 2026 so far, with over 525 million global streams. So Ella's already having a massive year, but on the song, you know, she's singing about being passed over for another woman.
Man, that's rough. Okay, well, if we can just back up for a second. For anyone out there who might not be as familiar with Ella Langley's music, tell us more about her.
Sure, Elsa. She's originally from Alabama, and she's been based in Nashville for a few years. She released her debut studio album, Hungover, in 2024, which won her multiple ACM and CMA awards. And she's just a major artist right now, in part because she's reaching this country superstardom, but her music is so approachable and relatable.
Yeah.
She sings about feelings of insecurity and longing, and her authenticity really cuts through in her ability to be vulnerable.
Tug back in the weeds, guess that's just me. In a bed of red roses, I'm the one growing up on the wilder side. If you're tired of thorns, I'm a little more dandelion.
I like dandelions better than roses anyway.
Right? I agree. You know, in this song, she sings about being overlooked for women who are more comparable to roses, and she's more of a free-spirited weed with a wild side. And I think it's that honesty, you know, that she delivers with this specific confidence in that vulnerability that has a lot to do with why so many people are falling in love with her music. And, you know, Ella has this knack for leaning on this traditional pillar of country music songwriting, which is really emotive and timeless picture painting and storytelling.
Yeah, is there a song that highlights that storytelling, that transports you somewhere?
One I particularly enjoy is Butterfly Season, which features country music veteran Miranda Lambert, who's also a producer and co-writer on the album.
Don't even know her, that girl. Right now I'd like to show her who we've turned into.
You know, her hit single, Choosin' Texas, came out in October, and a lot has certainly happened for her since then, but she sings about this personal growth and self-acceptance, and I think that's something that we can all really connect with.
Oh, definitely. That is Chloe Kimes of WMOT in Nashville talking about Ella Langley's new album, Dandelion. Thank you so much, Chloe.
Thank you for having me, Elsa.
And you can hear about more great albums out today on the new Music Friday podcast from NPR Music.
It's Butterfly Season.